Paddy, disappointing day, defeat here at the hands of Monaghan. How do you sum that one up?
Well, look, it was very, very disappointing, absolutely, like, because, you know, we were very much in control of that game at half time, and we missed an awful lot of chances, and just at this level, you're always being punished over that. And, you know, we came out, and just that same thing that happened just last week, just didn't kick on when things were, or, you know, the second half there. Look, it was very disappointing. There's a lot of soul searching going on inside there, and that's the way it has to be. They're a good bunch of lads. They're very upset with themselves about the way they let that game get away from themselves, and it just seemed to come down to it. Just like we were looking back there through a lot of the opportunities and scores that Monaghan got, and it came through that issue of us allowing the ball to be turned over. Like, there's a few lads out there who turned over 4 or 5 times, and Division 1, you're punished all the time for that.
Yeah. 11-9 up 10 minutes into the second half, and he was motoring well at that stage, but then all of a sudden Monaghan just hit you for 6 in the bounce with it.
Yeah, and look, you know, we always knew at this level, if you can get ahead, put a bit of distance. We just didn't put Monaghan in the place that we wanted to put them. And I suppose, you know, the ball coming off the crossbar there, that would have put a wee bit of distance between us, and that didn't happen, you know. But look, you know, we played two very strong teams in Tyrone and Kerry, and, you know, that is not something that we're happy about at all, and we've absolutely no option but to kick on. There's a lot of points still to be got in this league yet. We're not in any way feeling sorry for ourselves, even though we are hurting a good bit, but we just have to get up and get ready and get going, and that make sure that the heads are right for what's going to come at us next week.
On the plus side, I suppose, good to have Owen Bann back, Michael Langan and Oisin Gill.
Yeah, well, all of those lads, as you can understand, like, in terms of their match fitness, it wouldn't be anything like what you'd want, you know. But I mean, they've come through the game there relatively unscathed, and that has that'll add to what we have. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. I'm going to ask you about Patrick McBurtie, not available here today.
Yeah.
Can you probably give us a bit of clarity as to the situation with Patrick and the extent of the injury, and how's it going to be going forward for him?
Well, unfortunately, the injury is a serious enough injury, and it will necessitate surgery, and he's going to be out now for certainly for the foreseeable future, you know.
Yeah. Would a championship return be a possibility, well, or is it going to be longer than that?
No, that's what we're looking at. I mean, his season has not ended, far from it, but it just will take, you know, we've got the best medical advice there that he needs. The best option for them is a form of surgery, so that's going to happen very, very quickly.
Yeah, when points are at a premium in the league as well, it's a blow for you, Paddy, to lose him.
Ah, look, absolutely. Look, Paddy's a leader and he's a figurehead, and, you know, look, it seems to come with the territory in terms of injuries and all, but I mean, what can you do? I know there's lots of other teams are dealing with the same thing, have marquee men out, but it's Patrick's influence and all on the field, and just in terms of the right kind of decision making, like, you know, young Oisin Gallen coming back after a long, long time out and all, it's going to take quite a while for them just to get up to speed.
Sorry, just finally for me, how big a game now is Galway next week? I know there's an early start at 12:30 on Sunday, but is there much pressure now in this group to get the one next week against Galway?
Yeah, well, I mean, that'd be kind of self-evident. Like, we have to start learning from that, you know. And I mean, we'll take the learning into next week, but you know, we'll go at it hammer and tongs, and there's you know, we know that we need an awful lot more honesty out of ourselves in terms of out there on the field. But the lads are desperately disappointed, and you know, they've had a chat there now amongst ourselves, and we'll definitely try and kick on for next week.